Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for joining us here on the Daily Program. Now, this new planet, HD 76920b, how did scientists go about, or how did astronomers go about actually uncovering this new planet?
That's a very great question, Sean. So this discovery has actually taken 8 whopping years of observations just to make sure that it's not just a blip. And basically what we do is there's not just one telescope or there's not just one researcher looking at this. We're looking at a international collaboration of researchers around the world led by Professor Rob Whitmire based at the University of Southern Queensland. And so this planet was actually discovered using 3 telescopes around the world, 2 based in Chile and one based in Narrabri in New South Wales, the Anglo-Australian telescope. And so what we're actually doing is we're actually looking at the wobble of the star. So you probably learned in high school, Sean, that the Earth orbits around the sun.
Mm.
Now, that's true to an extent, but what we're actually doing is we're actually orbiting around a central point. Think about you sitting on a seesaw with an elephant. Now, that's a bit weird to think about, but obviously the elephant's going to be sitting right down the bottom and you're going to probably fly up in the sky, but if you're strapped in, what we can actually do is we can move that middle point or that fulcrum across to the elephant. And by doing that, we're actually sort of balanced out the masses to the point of where there'll be a point where you two will actually balance out. And that's the actual point of where you will orbit around. And that, if you think of an elephant being the star and you being the planet, then that's basically what's going on. So what we're doing is actually seeing that star wobble as that planet orbits around it.
Now, this new planet, it's actually an eccentric planet. It's been called an eccentric planet. Now, I would argue Earth has been proving itself a fairly eccentric planet of recent times. But what exactly about this one makes it so unique?
So what makes it really unique, Sean, is that most of the planets in our own solar system are on more or less circular orbits. And so during the course of a few billion years, most of our asteroids and comets should be in circular orbits, but there's a little bit of perturbation. So there might be a little bit of change of one body giving a little bit of energy to another and leading it into an eccentric orbit. And that's what we've actually discovered here with our old mate HD 9920b. Just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? And so it actually behaves like one of the comets within our own solar system, and it's on one of the most eccentric orbits ever to be discovered of another planet orbiting beyond our solar system. And it's so bizarre that at its closest, it's only 4 times. So you think about its star being a unit of measure, so say it's a stellar radii. Well, it's about 4 stellar radii from its host star. So it basically skims along the atmosphere of its host star and then slings out past the orbit of, say, Mars. So it's incredibly eccentric. And if it was in our solar system, then we probably wouldn't be here.
So is there any theories as to how this strange orbit, this rogue orbit, actually eventuated?
Very, very good question. Too long didn't read answer would be, we don't know. But the theory is that some of the main theories are that it might be a binary. So half the stars in our galaxy are pairs. So what they'll do is they'll orbit around each other. And this could lead to eccentric orbits and planets orbiting around in those eccentric orbits. However, we haven't found a binary companion, which is very puzzling. So one of the leading theories that we've thought about is that over time, planets can give a little bit of energy to each other and sort of perturb or change their orbits. And what we're thinking of is one planet just went rogue, said, no, I don't like being in this orbit. I'm going to sling straight on in, and has caused some absolute ruckus. And what's been left over is our friend HD 9:20.
So just as perhaps a final point, Jake, looking, as I mentioned before, astronomers have previously looked for other planets using the model of our own solar system. With this kind of unusual orbit and this kind of unusual situation actually uncovered, how will it actually change the way astronomers are looking to discover more planets, looking to other solar systems?
Well, unfortunately, we actually haven't found a solar system like ours right now. So the first discoveries of planets that we found were these big whopping planets, bigger than Jupiter, and they were orbiting closer to their star than Mercury was, which was absolutely bizarre. And then with NASA's Kepler mission, blew that sort of mindset out of the water, and we found planets. So the most popular planets found within our galaxy are big, what we call super Earths. Now, they don't have superpowers. They're just much bigger than Earth, but tinier than, say, Neptune. But they are the most popular planets in our galaxy. However, we don't have any of those planets within our own solar system. So with all of these new discoveries, we're finding out that our solar system is actually quite unique. And one day we might discover a solar system like our own, but at the moment we just haven't found that.
Fascinating stuff. Jake, thank you very much. Really, really appreciate your time. Really appreciate you joining us this morning.
No worries, Sean. And I just advise everyone to keep looking up.
Keep your eyes on the skies. Jake, thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too, Sean. We'll catch you next time.